Got it, Rex.
Hey, Dawn, is Warwick available?
He's literally just left on the road test. Who was speaking, sorry?
Yeah, it's Carlo.
Yeah, could I help you instead?
I just need to ask him a technical question about the clutch.
He's probably the wrong person to ask. I'd be the right person.
Okay, well, then you're the right person. All right, put it in. Everything's mad. Car's mad. Happy with the tune and all that shit. It's fucking pretty cool. The pedal, the release is very high up. How do you adjust that down? I don't mind it the way it is, the way the clutch comes out. Like, it's probably the last, I don't know, maybe, fuck, a 60, 70 mil from the top.
Yeah.
But my son wants it further down, the grab point further down. How do you adjust that?
You adjust that from the clevis on the backside of the pedal.
Yep, so that rod there.
Yeah, yeah. The problem with that is if you adjust it wrong, your clutch is not going to work right. So you have to put it in a tappy spot. You don't really get to pick where the release point is.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I think it's right where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't
like three-quarters up?
I reckon three-quarters up, yeah.
Yes, anywhere from halfway to three-quarters is about right. If it's like right down the bottom, that's completely wrong.
Right, off. Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So to adjust it a little bit more down, what would you do? Like more thread out or in? Like more thread exposed or?
Just give it a crack. I honestly can't think of it at the moment.
Yeah,
just try a little bit one way. It's a bit confusing which way it goes because you're upside down when you're working on it as well.
Yeah, yeah. It's a shit of a fucking...
Yeah, yeah. Just adjust it a little bit.
Yep.
Don't go crazy, because then you're going to start messing with the actual adjustment of the clutch, if that makes sense.
Yep, yep.
Yeah. So have a little muck around, but yeah, you sort of can't play with it too much. So about halfway to three quarters is the right spot.
Yeah, I reckon it's in between that. It's in between that, so...
If it's around there, it's pretty close to perfect then.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I think it's fine, but he goes, oh, I'd like it to be further down, but...
Don't really get to pick it.
Yeah.
The clutch decides where it wants to be.
But no, it's good, man. The fucking tune is, it's fucking sick. Yeah,
That's good to hear. Yeah, yeah.
Pretty cool car, man. Fucking hell.
Yeah, it should definitely be good fun to drive.
Oh, fucking hell. I took it out last night and she fucking canes, man. I'm a V8 guy. Like, fuck, but that thing there, geez.
Yeah, a little bit different, yeah. They come on hard when they come on.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, I had a smile from ear to ear with that little thing.
Yeah, right. Good fun.
The other thing is that I'm going to probably have issues with top torque. But it's got that leak on that rocket cover. That's what speak to fucking Warwick about. I want to see what he said to him, if he said anything about that. Because he goes, I rang him, I said, man, the motor's 1,000 Ks old, and we've got a leak in the rocket cover.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, can you see if it's been tampered with? I said, no one's touched it, mate. I said, I'm the fucking cunt that's done all the work to it.
Yeah.
And I definitely haven't touched the fucking, trust me, I haven't touched the rocket cover. I'm scared of that fucking motor. You know, all I've done, I had a look, see if it was the blow, the fucking, what do you call it, where the breather.
I
said, I thought it might have been the breather, but it's not. Breather's dry as around there. I said, it's definitely leaking, seeping out the bottom of the gasket.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, I'll have to have a look at it. I'm thinking, fucking hell.
Yeah, just take it back to him. Let him deal with it. Like, Warwick wouldn't have really said much to him about the rock cover, unless you've actually asked Warwick to go speak to him.
Because I know he spoke to him, just wanted to see if he said anything, like, so I know I've got the, because I can see the way he sounded, it looks like we're probably going to get into a bit of a, shit with it, but anyway, the motor's only 1,000 Ks old.
Yeah, 100%, yeah, Warwick wouldn't have said anything to him about that.
Yep, that's okay, so I just wanted to know, so at least I know where I stand with that, because I can't be fucked arguing with that about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, if anything,
it's a lot of money,
want...
man, like... The motor 100%. Wasn't $2.99, man. He spent a lot of fucking money on it, man. So
See how you go with Top Talk. If not, maybe give us a call back and I'll get you to chat with Warwick, and then Warwick might be able to help you with it.
Yep.
Obviously,
yep,
Warwick deals with Top Talk a bit more than me.
Yeah, that's all. I just wanted to know if he said anything or if, you know,
he wouldn't have said anything about that.
That's all right. That's cool. So at least I can go there. It's going to go there next Monday, so...
Perfect. Yeah,
there you go. Don't like taking it to fucking anywhere, but anyway.
Yeah, same here.
It is, man. I just don't like people tampering with a fucking thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
No, that's all right. That's cool, man. But yeah, well done. Job well done, man. It's fucking sick.
Done. Perfect. I'll let Warwick know that you're enjoying it.
Thanks, mate.
Done. Too easy.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.